Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Please get seated and give God a big hand. It's worthy of our praise. Amen. Please get seated. Something is happening somewhere here tonight. The atmosphere is already charged. God is more than prepared. Is more than willing. Is more than ready. Are you ready? You will receive your own tonight. Welcome to this Day 3 Encounter Night. The number 3 represents resurrection. Everything that is said to be dead in your life shall be resurrected tonight. Just as Jesus rose up on the third day, after they thought that nothing will come out of him again, they have rolled the stone against his tomb. They have begun to discuss what next could happen. And then suddenly the power of God came down from heaven, opened the grave, rolled away the stone. Tonight, every stone rolled against your destiny shall be rolled away. Good news for you tonight. Everything you are looking for in Shiloh 2021 has already left the hand of God. Hanging in the air, waiting for you to catch it. Will you catch yours tonight? I said, everything you are looking for, spiritual, material, physical, social, everything that God has assigned for Shiloh 21 for you, with your name written very boldly on it, has already left the hand of God waiting for you to take it. How do I know? Joshua chapter 18 verse 3. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you? Not shall give you. He hath already given you. Your name tag is already on it. It has been properly addressed to you. Tonight, say with me, I'm taking my own. Say it again, I'm taking my own. Why did he have to make this statement? Because he saw that among them, especially the 7 tribes, there was slackness. At the root of every lack is the slackness of a man. Negligence, nonchalance, slowness of action. The enemy will not want you to take what belongs to you. He is very much aware that God has released it. He wants to block you. Tonight, every blockage shall be taken out of the way. Who will do that? You have to be the one. Without contention, there is no possession. What is left for you and I to do tonight, and the remaining days, or the remaining time we have in Shiloh 2021, is to contend. To contend. Jesus said, since the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Luke 16:16, Matthew 11:12, saying about the same thing. He said, the violent taketh it by force. It takes the violence of faith to take what belongs to you. If the violent taketh it by force, it means that the gentle loseth it. We are not absolutely in the kingdom of gentlemen. We are in the kingdom of violence. The violent taketh it by force. So me, I'm taking my own. Speak with the tone of violence. You know, there is a way you speak that scares the enemy away. The devil is not a gentleman. No matter how good you are, the wickedness in him will still want him to stand on your way. But you have to draw the line tonight. You have to pull out your red eyes tonight. It is no more going to be as usual for the devil. I am not going to take this sickness again. I am not going to take this failure again. I am not going to take this affliction again. That is what you should let the enemy be hearing from you tonight. I am not going to take it again. Will you take barrenness again? Will you take failure again? Will you take backward movement again? Will you take stagnation again? As you are saying it, the enemy is hearing you right now. He knows that the ball game is changing tonight. They were slack, so they lacked. If you want to terminate lack in your life, take away slackness. That's the first thing to deal with. Because your blessing has already left the hand of God, hanging, waiting for you to take delivery. Tonight, you will not beg for anything. What will you do? Say to me, I will take my own. Say it right now, I will take my own. Not only the enemy is hearing you, angels are also hearing you. They are already holding the package in your hand, because every time we gather, the Bible said we have innumerable company of angels hanging around us. They are knocking at your door, passing it in front of you. They are appealing to you, take it, take it. You will not beg for your own tonight. In the word of God, servant, our Father is a baby maker. You will not be a baby beggar. He is marriage maker. You will not beg for marriage. Anything you have been begging for up till now, say with me, no more begging. You will take your possession tonight. You will possess your possession tonight. By the violence of faith, which is usually expressed in strong utterance, you are going to take what belongs to you. The 12 were sent to spy the land. 10 said, we can't do it. 2 of them, perhaps the smallest, said, we are going to take it. And they took it eventually. Look away from your weakness. Look away from that sickness. Get set to take what belongs to you tonight. Will you show it as you jump to your feet just 1 minute and begin to pronounce, I am taking my own tonight. Speak like somebody who is taking his or her blessing tonight. At this Shiloh ground, I cannot be empty. I will not leave Shiloh ground the way I came in. I'm taking it. I'm taking my new name. I'm taking what belongs to me. That is why I am here. I am taking it. Be violent about it. I'm taking my peace. I'm taking my joy. I'm taking my favor. I'm taking my open doors. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Will you please join me? Let's welcome the Shiloh Mass Choir as they take us, Father, in ministering to the Lord. Get seated, please.